And they said it was only supposed to get up to 100 today. I feel warmer than that already. Wow, what a joy to have folks to come in to visit us. Folks we've grown to love over the years, and you know, I got the email the other couple weeks ago, says, We're coming to town. I said, all right, come on in. And they're always kind enough because they always call and they check. I don't think they're concerned about me. They always say, is Gidi there? Is Terry there? This is what I get in the email like that. And oh, by the way, if you're there, Pastor, that's nice too. But you know, that's, no, I tell you, these folks are just a joy. I love their enthusiasm because I know they believe in about what they are singing. So once again, thank you so very much for sharing with us today. Time is running close. I want you to listen as fast as you can as I read to you in the book of St. Luke in the 12th chapter. Over in the 15th verse, Jesus talked and he said to them, take heed and beware of covetousness. For one's life does not consist in the abundance of things he possesses. One's life does not consist of the abundance of the things that he possesses. Then he spoke a parable to them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man yielded plenty. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops? So he said, I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater. I will store all of my crops, my goods. I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things which you have provided? So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. Heavenly Father, I had a special blessing of your word today. Just for a few moments, allow us to focus upon what you have done for us. God, we thank you. We thank you for the spirit we feel within your house. Now lead us, guide us, and direct us. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen, amen, amen. What's it all about? What's it all about? I am so proud. I am so happy. I am so thankful. The people, I believe, are starting to get it about a life lived for the acquiring of things is not much of a life. A life lived to try to build yourself up is not much of a life. A life lived trying to take within your mind and your heart everything that you've been given and being thankful unto God, appreciative of those wonderful gifts, appreciative of the people he has brought within our lives, things that simply we could have never done on our own. Thankful unto God for his wonderful gifts. I love prayer time. I love prayer time because I know there are needs. I know there are people who are dealing with things. Some of those prayer requests we heard this morning, just, you know, they bring a tear to your eye when you think about a mother carrying that newborn 6 months. Oh my goodness. And then the loss, the devastation. Thinking about those that we had prayer time on Wednesday night for individuals who may be at the end of this life. Praying for things that we just don't understand the answer to. But then at the same time, we have praises in those prayer requests about people saying, I thank God for you inviting me to church. That's about as simple as it comes, you know. That's, you can say what you want to. You can get it all. That's about as simple as it comes. But it's a praise that I take to heart. I dare to say each one of you have been invited by somebody else to come, not only to this church, but any church you've been to. And I thank God for it. I read something about prayer. It says prayer at its root is not a way of keeping God informed about our life situation. No. God already knows everything there is to know about your situation. Prayer at its root is not a method of telling God what we in our infinite wisdom think we need. He already knows everything there is to know about our needs. Prayer at its root is a willingness to let God be God. I like that. It's a willingness to let God be God. Psalm 46, pause and know that I am God. Prayer at its roots is listening for the voice of God in our innermost being. The great scientist Isaac Newton, he wrote this. He says, you know, I can take my telescope and look millions and millions of miles into space. But I can lay it aside and go into my room, shut the door, get down on my knees, and see more of heaven and get closer to God than I can assisted by all the telescopes and material things on this earth. I serve a God that lives within me. I serve a God, and I believe the exciting thing about what He is doing for people in our lives. And sorry, I'm still stuck on watching those Olympics. I'm still, you know, we went swimming last week. We're ready to track and field this week. Boy, I got my running shoes on. I do. I'm afraid the battery might go out on my little clicker. I might have to run all the way over to television and run all the way back to the chair. So I got my running shoes on. But I'm amazed to me about how those athletes respond when they are being interviewed. I am so proud of our little young lady over in Maryland, I believe it is, Ledecky, is it? How she just so appreciative to be there and that, so appreciative of the wonderful things that she has achieved in her training and in her life. It's amazing when you start to understand how fortunate we are. I'm gonna explain it in two different ways. The first one, for all you farmers out there, the two farmers are talking and one says, you know, said, if I had two pieces of ground here, and he said, you know, you got a neighbor over there and he doesn't have anything to plow. Would you give him a piece of land to plow? And the farmer said, oh, yes, I would. And he said, well, if you had two houses, you can only live in one at a time. So would you give your neighbor a house? Yes, I would. I would give him a house to live in. He said, if you had two cars and your neighbor only had the way of mode of transportation and walking, would you give him one of your cars? He said, oh, yes, I would. He said, and if you had two horses, would you give him one of your horses if he had none? He said, no, I wouldn't, because I have two horses. He didn't have two pieces of land. He didn't have two houses. He didn't have two cars, so he was willing to give. But the fact that he had two horses, that was hitting home. And we're like that sometimes. Oh, it sounds good to come into church and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and I'm going to help out this way and I'm going to. When the wind comes down to it, do you really mean what you say? People send stuff and I read and I get blessed. There was an inner city pastor who went out on to visit those in need, and he went down the street to a home of a very poor family that had two boys. The younger of these two boys was handicapped. And when he pulled up in his car, the older brother ran out to greet him. And he kind of was taken aback a little bit. He says, oh, my pastor, he says, what a beautiful car that you have. What a wonderful, expensive car that you have. And the pastor says, well, you know, in my line of business, I can't afford to buy a car like this. He says, but I have a brother down in Texas who's in the oil business. And he bought me this car. And the young man said, you know, I wish I could be a brother like that. He didn't say, I wish I had a brother like that. He said, I wish I could be a brother like that. It is so moving when we understand about what really is important in your life. I was moved by Cindy's prayer request back there today, and I know all the challenge about all this political air that we have going on. God is still on the throne. I'll put it in perspective for you. In the year 1800, the U.S. government moved from Philadelphia to D.C. They packed up everything in 12 boxes, put it on the back of one horse and buggy, and brought it all the way from Philadelphia to D.C. Government has changed. Would you agree with me? Yes. But God has not changed. The fact that I stand in front of you simply because the Lord Jesus Christ sent his son, oh my goodness, to die upon a cross. God loved me so much that he would send his son. That's the thing that I get excited about. That's the thing that I can know, count on day in, day out, because I know that God still loves me. I had a wonderful day yesterday. I went to the mountains. I got to cut grass. That was good. The family was up there. I got to play ball with my nephew, that little short little 14-year-old back there, if any of you know who I'm talking about. I even have the bruises here where I was catching the baseballs that he was throwing. And although it may be a little tender, the thing that was the most tender is the way my heart felt when I saw a young man just stand up. Here it comes. Here it comes. And off he brought it in. And the way that it made me feel was not about things. It was not about money. It was not about... We have a wonderful thing here. I'm not sure. I'm Sally. What is this again? This is a Chinese lantern. I've tried two of them. They're not very tasty. But I'll tell you one thing. Oh, it's not. Now she tells me. She says it's not edible. I don't have to fully understand it to appreciate it. I got people trying to figure out God. They got to figure out everything about how it should come down in their lives and about what should do and how this should happen and how that. Folks, you just got to love God. If you got within your heart a love for God, it'll turn out. He is there working for your best interest. He loves you. You may not understand it all. You may not have it all figured out. All the pieces may not be revealed to you right now the way you want them. But trust me, you do your part of loving God, and he will do his part. Sometimes you just got to let God be God. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for being in your house today. We thank you for what we have heard. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the musicians sharing their talent for the glory of God. Now, Heavenly Father, As we leave this place, give us safe traveling mercies, but keep your hand of safety upon us. Let no harm come to individual, God. Be with those who are out there working, God, in that heat the next few days. And Heavenly Father, you just allow us to know that we are our children and you love us, and we are here to just simply thank you for what you've done. We ask now, God, as we leave this place, that within our heart of hearts, that we feel that we've drawn just a tad bit closer to you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for each one that took part in the service today. And God, thank you for being who you are. We ask